Vayter and Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Pei, picking up on Ayin Tesam Abiz, but about a page, about a Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Zok Deilig Mishnah, Dam Temimim B'Dam Balimum. Again, we're talking about mixtures of blood, of different carbonos. So you have a dam of a tam, of an animal that's no blemish, no mum, B'Dam Balimum, with something that is a mum, and they get mixed together. Says Rashi, Milsa de Shrichi, something that's very common. V'yishpoch la'ama gzera, shema lo yirba alav, Shiruhu. Wait, we have to spill into the Amma. We're going to see Lishafik Ba'amma. You go and spill it into the canal over there, right? Even if there's enough valid blood in the mixture to go ahead and not even mavutal on a Torah law, since this mixture of dam, of a Baal Mum animal is common, it has to be thrown away midor abundance, so that one's not going to mistakenly rule a mixture good when there's enough blood of a Baal Mum to be mevatel, the good one. If there's enough of non-good blood to be mevatel, the good blood, then it isn't good. So even when it isn't a case like that, we're worried maybe you're going to come to a case like that. So we say, nope, you got to spill the whole thing out. Kos bikoso. So let's you have one cup of blood that gets mixed up with other cups of blood. We're not just talking about the dam now, but we're talking about now, this mix-up is talking about different cups of blood. A cup of blood from a Baal Mum carbon that gets mixed up with others that are good. And these cups remain separate, and you just don't know which one they are. So kos pekoso, so Eliezer Omer, Eliezer says, im karv kos echad, if the blood of one cup was brought, is a carbon, the yukufu kolakos, you can now bring the rest of them. The chachamim omer chachamim say, afilu karvu kulan chutz me'echad, man, even if you brought all of them except for one, still yishav chalam, you have to go spill into the yam, which means you're not allowed to do any of it. Okay. Hanitnin lemaata. Let's say dam that should be applied below the chut, the red line. Right? Says menachut shenisarvu b'dam chatos shenitnin lemaala. Let's say you have the blood gets mixed in, it should have been brought up. It gets. What do you do? It should have been put below. Shenisarvu b'nitnin lemaala, which ones that should have been above. Or the answer, oh, my brother, just as the yitain lemaala, the coin should put it above. Veroa anias atachtonim milmalan. And I look at the blood that should be put below the line like they that are above as if they were water. In which case, we don't have a problem. What it should have been up is now up, and the other stuff that should have been down is considered water. Then you give on the bottom as well, right, and you do the same thing. They say, no, you got to spill it in the yama. Nice try. They don't accept it, Eliezer, and that the blood can be looked at as water. And no good. V'im lo nimlach v'nasan kosher. But if he didn't actually ask what to do, and he just applied the blood above, then the evidence is going to be good. Rashi says, Elyon, daha nitan mimenu l'maylach, because he gave above. Beep, turn the page. Pei amen aleph. Continue on in the Mishnah. Hanitnin b'matana achas. Let's say bloods that need to be brought one application of dam on the Hilig HaMizbeach. And shenis avril get mixed in b'minitin b'matana achas with other ones that need one application. Yinastum b'matana achas, you put them in one application, and that's enough for both them. Matan arba, let's say one that needs four, matan arba, yinastum b'matana arba. Matan arba b'matana achas, if you have a four one that gets mixed into a oneer, Eliezer Omer, yinastum b'matana arba, do four, because it includes one. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, yinastum b'matana achas, you just do one. Interessant. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, back to Yeshua, Harei hu over al bal tigra. If a kohen would do only one, then he's, when he's supposed to do four, then he's violating the issue of you're not allowed to take away from the Torah, right? You can't add lososif for losigra. Lososif for losigra, man. You're not allowed to remove from it. Amar lo Yeshua says back to Harei hu over al bal tosif. But if he does the opposite, he does more he's supposed to do, he's over in bal tosif. So let him do the minimum and not do the maximum. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer says back, lo nemar bal tosif el kishu atzmo. The issue of bal tosif, not to add to the Torah, doesn't apply except where the dam that needs one application is by itself, but not when it's mixed in with other ones. Right, so when it's by itself, yeah, you can't do more. But when it's mixed in other ones, then you can. Rabbi Yehoshua, he says back to Rabbi Eliezer, lo nemar bal tigra elik shubatzmo. The iser not to remove is only when it's by itself. But when it's mixed with other blood, then you do only one. Vona Rabbi Yehoshua says, furthermore, kishin nasata If you make more than one you're supposed to do, then you're over the Isser of Baltosif, you're supposed to be part of it, supposed to be only one. And you did it, you know, actively with your hand. And when you don't give, so you're over in the Isser of Baltigra, but you didn't do it. It's more like a Shevi al Tase. You can't compare when somebody actively does an Isser or when they don't actively do it. They passively leave, and Isser happens because of that. So it's obviously better to let it be a Shevi al Tase rather than Kumbi Ase. All right, let's break it down. Here we go. Break it down. Yeah, and break it down. Okay, the first part of Machlokes of the Mishnah, if you have a cup of blood from a Baal Mum that gets mixed up with cups of blood that are good, and one cup gets thrown in the Mizbeach. So we said, the first statement we said is that if one goes, then all of them go. And then we said, even if all of them go except for one, you still don't bring it. I'm Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar. Again, this is a Amora, don't get that's Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Elazar. And he's explaining Rabbi Eliezer. Lo ichshir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer only matter the remaining blood to be applied when it's done two cups at a time, because then for sure you're doing the right one. Because it's going to be one of them, it's kosher. But if he does one at a time, he's not going to allow it, because then it might be the possible one. Basav evdimi, v'chamor memafilu karvu kula, and chus meyachad, if you brought all of them except for one of them, yishapich ba'amah, they should be spilled out. Right, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer would allow the blood from that last cup to be brought. After the Gemara, no, I'm a Rabbi Yaakov, he explained, it means my echad doesn't mean one, it means zug echad, it means one pair. That's all it meant. Okay, utsricha. Now, we had a few daf ago, daf ayin zayin on a base, taught this similar machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, about a limb of a blemished animal that got mixed in with other valid ones of an Ola Karbat, or one limb afterwards got burnt on the Mizbech. We kind of said the same machloka, so why do you need both of them? Utsricha, says Rashi, Liflugi b'tavai, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, b'bali, mumen, nevarim, b'varim, kosa, b'kosa. So when you deal with limbs in limbs and cups in cups, utsricha, diyet, marbahav, you just would have said it. By the case of the Ivarim of the limbs, Bahakam Rabbi Eliezer, that's where Rabbi Eliezer would say that the remaining mixtures can be used, Bishom dis avid be kaparasa, because its kapara, its atonement, was already done when the blood was put on the Mizbeach, right? This mix-up happened after the dam of the valid carbon was thrown on the Mizbeach, and therefore we complete the service by burning the limbs, because we could assume that the invalid limb was already burnt. Well, Beha, but in the case where the blood is mixed, maybe we would say that the Rabbi Eliezer would agree with the Rabbanim that you don't throw it on the Mizbeach. And if you just would have said the case of the mixed blood, that's what the Rabbanim are going to say. They're din because the kapara is going to be an issue. Aval Beha, Ema Modile. Modi le Rabbi Eliezer, in the case of the mixed up limbs where the blood was already thrown, maybe you said that he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that they give him the Mizbeach. Tzvicha, therefore, you need to show that they argue in both cases. Tinana, we learned in the Mishnah and Parot, Slochish and Naflu, the Tocha, Mayim Kolshu. Let's say you have a flask of water of Chatas, Mei Chatas, right for the Parot Duma, that fell into it a tiny amount of regular water. So you have Slochish, Naflu, the Tocha, Mayim Kolshu, even a tiny amount. Rashi says, "Sochus shal mei chatas amugdashin." It's kadosh ready to go. She nafla zochem mayim to alma kolshu a little bit. Then Rabbi Eliezer Omer yaza shtei azo. So this says that he should sprinkle the tummy person twice to become taur. Right, a person became tummy. You have to spritz on him. So in this case, the mixed water is sprinkled on twice each time in order to make him pure. V'chachamim post and the chachamim they pass lit. We know on day 3 and day 7 is when you get the spritz. And now they're saying on day 3, do it twice, and day 7, do it twice as well. Bishlam Rabbanan, okay, makes sense according to the Rabbanan, who pasel savri yesh bila, because even though they hold that yesh bila, that there is a blending of sorts, you have two liquids, then we can assume that every drop of it contains some of each, right? And this is learned from the Mishnah, where they paskin that the zrika of mixed dam is valid b'dievet. Therefore, in this case, we could assume that each drop of water contains at least some valid chatas water. All right, and sprinkling needs a minimum amount of chatas. And we do not combine sprinkling. So we say Bishlam Rabbanan Savi Yesh Bila Vazatzuch Hashir. It needs to be a certain share. So even though each drop of water has some chatas water, it may not be used to purify the tummy person because it may not have the amount that's necessary to do to the amount of the involved water that's mixed in it. We don't combine sprinklings. Chachamim don't allow two spritzes to assure that the proper amount of chatas water are going to be sprinkled on the tummy person because they hold that the amount needs to be sprinkled at one time. A second spritz can't add to the amount of the first one. So therefore, they say it's no good. Elo Rabbi Eliezer, going to Rabbi Eliezer, my kasav, what does he hold? Why does he say that the mixed water is good, but only when he sprinkles twice? E kasav, in bila, if you want to say that there's no bila that's then get all mixed in, right? We can't assume that the two liquids in the kli are thoroughly mixed together. Then ki mazesh te azos, my hava. When the kohen sprinkles twice, how does that help? Dilma tervayu maya kamazi. Maybe with both of them, he's sprinkling regular water. Right? If it's possible for some of the water in the kli to avoid being mixed with the other types, maybe both of them were made only with regular water. Ela kasavi yishbila must be held to this bila. It's mixed together. If he holds that sprinkling doesn't need a minimum shear of chatas, the lonely stairs us, why do you need two of those? Really, one would be enough. Ela kasavi azot tzri chashir, he says, needs a shear. If he holds that we don't combine the spritzing together, to be mitar, this tummy person, how's it going to help? Vinami mitzafel azos. And even if we do staff that me amar demale leshir, who says that there's going to be the requisite amount of shear that's necessary, that amount was filled in the second spritz. Maybe water was used both times. The water was used both of them contained regular, you know, mostly by majority of it, ordinary water, and the little chatas in, you know, water in each of them doesn't add up to the needed amount for the sprinkling. Amar ish lakish says the olam yesh bila. Really, he owes a bila. Where it was a measure was mixed in 1-to-1 ratio, therefore two sprinklings will certainly be enough of the mechatos in order to be metayim. Rava says the olam yesh bila. Yes, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is bila. Vazot ain't shuchisha, but doesn't need shear. Ukanas said the kantzur abanan, but this is a kanas. Yechidol mishtarish, in order that we not get any benefit from this invalid water, then we go, you got to do it two times. Ravashi, two times. Ravashi amar. Ravashi said, where's the Mishnah says that one, only a small amount of regular water fell into this flask. Ain bila. So since Rabbi Eliezer, if there's no bila, there's no mix. Yazar stay as though, so he has to sprinkle two times to purify the tummy person because then it will certainly have spritzed some chmei chatas on him. So this is going to be a mace face. That's a kasha. The kasha and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Braisa, Rabbi Omer. Ladivir Rabbi Eliezer, according to the words of Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah kol shehu materis. Any size of spritzing is going to purify a person from his tumah. Hazah ain't tzri chashir. Because sprinkling doesn't need a minimum amount of chatas water. Hazah mechsa kasha, mechsa pasul. And the water used for the sprinkling can be half valid and half invalid. So Rish Lakish was not correct by saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a minimum amount of water needed in order to go into spritz. Beep, turn the page. Pay Amud Beis. The ode, and furthermore, Tanya Beheda, right? We learned explicitly in the Braisa. Hanitnin Lamaila, when bloods that should be brought above the red line, Shinisavu Benitin Lamaita, they got mixed up with blood that should be below Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yitin Lamaila, or he says, Rabbi Lazar says, the Kohen should apply them above the line, and I'll look at the blood that should be applied below as if it's just water. And then the application of the lower bloods are also going to go, and they're going to count as well, right? After the blood of the chatas is put to the upper section of the mizbeach, the rest of the blood is supposed to be poured into the base of Yisod. The Gemara is now assuming that when the mixed blood is poured to the lower half of the mizbeach to fulfill the chiyav of the chatas, the zrika of an ola is also done as well. V'amart ein bila, if you want to say that there's no blending, no mixing, you know, according to the Ezer, amai alulo. So why does the application of the upper one, of the upper dam, why does it count? Why would that work? Dilma ki yahiv elyonu lamata v'tachton lamayla. Maybe the Kohen put the upper blood below and then the lower blood above. Halchama iskina says, no, what are we dealing with over here? Kegon de'ika ruba elyonu, where there's a majority of upper bloods. Ki yahiv lamayla shir tachton ba'od. And the Kohen applies above the line the amount of all the lower bloods and a bit more. It's therefore certain that at least some of the upper blood was put above the line. But the Brisa says that the application of the lower bloods count, which means, seems to mean, that the carbon needing an application to be put below the line is also going to be good. But why are we worried that all of the lower blood was already put above the line? It says, Gemara, l'shem shirayim. What the Brisa means is that the lower application counts for the sake of the leftover of the upper ones. But the offering needed for below the line, taka is true, it is not valid, it doesn't work. Tashima, let's try another zach to go ahead. Nakavavashi, Tashima. Nasan lamata velo nimlach. If you put dam from the mixture below the line without asking any advice, like he didn't ask like what he should do, what he shouldn't do, if he would have asked, then according to Eliezer, he would have been told to put the blood in the upper part first. And according to Chachamim, he would have been told to get rid of the blood entirely in the canal. The Kohen, though, he did it below the line first without asking. He should return and put it above the line and then again below the line. Go up again below the line. And the application of the lower blood counts. Now, if Eliezer holds that there's no blending, then why are any of the carbonas good? Maybe only lower blood was put above the line, and only upper blood was put below the line. So Gemara, Hachanami, when the majority of it was the upper blood there, they give more than they're supposed to, and even more. I have a tachtonim alulo katani. It says tachtonim is alulo. It's what it says over there. So why aren't we worried that the lower blood was applied above the line? The shem shirayim, the basis means that the lower application counts for the sake of the shirayim of the upper ones. But in the chanami, the bottom one, doesn't. You didn't fulfill your obligation with it. It is invalid. Toshima, let's go more. Let's say he ended up, the Kohen, he put the blood above without asking what he should be doing over here. If the Kohen would have asked, according to Chachamim, he would have been told that it's got to be poured down the canal, right? But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Kohen would have been told to do the upper one, like we said. This Kohen, he put in the upper part of the Nezech without asking at all. At this point, the Chachamim are masking that the rest of the dam should be put below the line because there's no harm to happen over here. Since Chachamim assumed that the two liquids became mixed thoroughly, the Chatas Dam is now Shirayim because of the application already made above the line. And the Oli Dam and the mixture is properly being applied below the line. So Nasan L'mayla V'lo Nimach, Elevei L'mon M'shach Sev Yitin L'mata, both them, Rebbe Leza and the Chachamim would agree that you should go back and apply the rest of the Dam below. Ve'elev Elu Alulo. And then both of them are going to count. Both are going to work. But if Rabbi Lezer holds that there's no blending, then why is anything good over here? Maybe the lower dam was applied above and the upper one below. When the majority of it's on the top, you give a lot more over there. Both of them are going to be good. Modim. Did it say they both agree that both applications count? It says both of them. Both of the applications count. The Bryce doesn't say that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim are maskim that both of them are good. The Bryce says that only that they agree that an application should be made below the line if an application was already made above the line. But they disagree on the result of this. According to the Chachamim, both of them are going to be good. Both carbonates are valid, both the applications. And the Bryce finishes, but Rabbi Eliezer, only the Chatas is going to be good. And the Sefer of the Bryce, which is the Chachamim, they say that there is blending. Rabbi Eliezer holds that only the offering in need of an upper application is going to be good, since the bloods do not necessarily mix together completely.
Tashma. Again, we're telling Ravashi. Let's take a look from our Mishnah, which shows the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Hanitnin b'matan achas. If the blood needs one application of the mizbeach, and the sarvu b'nitnin b'matan achas with another one, you not to b'matan achas. You put one. But if you say there's no blending, then amai you not to b'matan achas. Why give one? Dilma mehai kiyayiv. Maybe he only gave from only one of the bloods. Mehai lo kiyayiv. He's not giving from the other one because it's not mixed and he's only taking from one. Answer is kigom she'sarvu achas b'achas. We're talking about it. The mixture was 1-to-1 ratio over here. So if two single applications are made, both of them are certainly going to be good. Okay, my friends, we're not done here. This continues on, though, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.